All right, so today we're diving headfirst into Amazon's latest move, a quarter of a million new hires just in time for, you know, the holidays.
Yeah, it's really something in this WebPro news article. Amazon is hiring 250,000 workers over the U.S. holiday season. It came out just yesterday. And honestly, it's the sheer scale of it all that's got everyone talking 250,000 people. I mean, that's like adding another city to the payroll.
Seriously. And yeah. It's not like they're just hiring, you know, executives to push papers around. The article specifically says fulfillment and transportation, which, you know, let's be real, that's where the real work happens for Amazon.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about getting those packages out there from the warehouse to your doorstep. And it takes a massive amount of people to make that happen, especially during the holidays.
Yeah. Okay. So we're talking packing, shipping, probably some epic traffic jams around those fulfillment centers. But what does all this hiring mean for the average person who might be looking for a job right now? Is it even worth dusting off the old resume?
Well, let's break it down. The article mentions a starting wage of $18 an hour for seasonal workers. Not amazing, but not bad for a temporary gig, right?
True. But it's not just about the hourly rate. What about benefits? Are we talking the bare minimum here, or is Amazon actually making the deal a little sweeter?
That's where it gets interesting. They're actually offering a pretty decent package, health, vision, dental, even a 401k with a company match. Factor all that in, and the average compensation goes up to $29 an hour.
Wow. Okay, so that's a pretty significant difference. It seems like they're trying to compete on more than just the hourly wage.
Exactly. And there's even a chance for something more long-term. The article says seasonal workers who move into permanent roles can see an average pay bump of 15% within the first 3 years.
So there's room to grow if you're willing to put in the work. That's a big deal for someone just trying to get their foot in the door.
It really is. And it points to this bigger trend we're seeing where companies offer better benefits, even for seasonal or entry-level jobs. It's not just about attracting good people. It's about keeping them.
Speaking of attracting good people, the article mentions some other perks that caught my eye. Generous parental leave, like 20 weeks for birth parents, and then there's this resources for living thing. What's that about?
Yeah, that's one of those things. It sounds a little vague, but it's actually pretty big when you look closer. Resources for living is basically Amazon's way of supporting employees beyond just a paycheck. Things like confidential counseling, finding childcare, elder care, even legal and financial guidance. It's like a safety net for when life throws you a curveball.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot more than I was expecting. Sounds like they're really thinking about the whole employee experience, not just the hours you're clocked in at the warehouse.
Exactly. They're realizing that employees have lives outside of work, and supporting those lives makes for happier, more productive employees.
Okay, so for someone who's job hunting right now, this is starting to sound pretty good, but I can't help but wonder why the sudden push. What's Amazon really going for here with this huge hiring spree?
Well, the obvious answer is the holiday season. We all know it's crazy trying to get anything delivered in December. They're clearly getting ready for a massive number of orders.
Right, but is there more to it than that? I mean, 250,000 people just feels like overkill even for Amazon.
You might be surprised. Remember, it's not just about getting a package to your door. It's everything behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Customer service reps, tech teams, making sure the website doesn't crash, and of course all those delivery drivers.
Plus you've got the pressure of competition. Everyone's fighting for those holiday shopping dollars.
Exactly. And let's be real, Amazon has a reputation to maintain. They've built their whole thing on convenience and speed. They can't afford any slip-ups during their busiest time of the year.
Okay, so they want a smooth customer experience. Mm-hmm. But this wave of new workers, even if they're temporary, it has to have a bigger impact beyond just Amazon's bottom line.
You're absolutely right. This isn't just a drop in the bucket. This has the potential to shake things up in local economies, change job markets, and maybe even give us a peek into how consumers are feeling about the holiday season.
Okay, now we're talking. This is where things get really interesting. So let's unpack that, shall we?
When you think about it, these fulfillment centers, they're often in or near smaller towns, right? Yeah. So even temporarily, 250,000 workers, that's a lot of new faces. It could mean a big boost for local businesses, restaurants, gas stations, landlords, they're all going to feel the impact of those extra paychecks.
Like a shot of adrenaline right into those local economies. But you mentioned competition earlier. What does this mean for other businesses trying to hire for the holidays? Is Amazon about to become the 800-pound gorilla in the seasonal hiring room?
That's the question, isn't it? When you have one company, especially a giant like Amazon, hiring this aggressively, it changes the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Other businesses, especially in retail and logistics, they might have a hard time finding people, even if the pay is similar.
So it's a trade-off, I guess. On one hand, you have this boost to local economies, but then on the other hand, it could make those labor shortages even worse or maybe even drive down wages in some areas.
Yeah, it's complicated. And it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out over the next few months. Will we see a wage war where companies are fighting over the same small group of workers? Or will this force them to try new things to attract and keep employees?
Like a giant economic experiment playing out right in front of us. And speaking of experiments, this whole thing feels like a pretty strong signal from Amazon about the upcoming holiday season. I mean, they wouldn't be spending this kind of money unless they expected a big return.
You're picking up what we're putting down here. Amazon is all about the data. They don't just make these decisions lightly. This hiring spree tells me they're expecting a really strong holiday shopping season, which means they're betting on consumers feeling confident.
It's like they're sending up a bat signal about the economy, and right now it's saying, get ready, it's going to be big.
Exactly. Now, whether that optimism is right on the money, we'll have to see. There are other factors involved: inflation, supply chain issues, the general economic climate. But this hiring spree, it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Okay, so we've talked about the impact on local economies, the ripple effects in the job market, even what this might tell us about how confident consumers are feeling. But let's bring it back to the individual for a second. What does all this mean for someone who's listening right now thinking, hey, maybe an Amazon job wouldn't be so bad?
That's the question, isn't it? It all comes down to what you want, what you're looking for in a job.
Yeah.
Do the benefits, the potential for moving up, outweigh the downsides of working for a company known for being really demanding?
Right, because it's not always sunshine and roses. There have been a ton of stories about how stressful and challenging it is to work at Amazon, especially in those fulfillment centers.
Absolutely. It's important to do your research, read what current and former employees have to say, really think about if the company culture is a good fit for you and how you like to work.
And on the other side of the coin, for our listeners who are planning on doing some serious damage this holiday season, does this change anything for them? Should we all be getting ready for Black Friday-level chaos online?
That's the million-dollar question. Will you be more likely to shop on Amazon knowing they're doing everything they can to make sure things run smoothly? Or are you going to look for other options to avoid the holiday rush?
Maybe this is the year we all finally figure out how to shop local, or even crazier, get all our shopping done before December. But all jokes aside, this whole conversation has really got me thinking about the bigger picture here. We've talked a lot about the short-term effects of this hiring spree, but what about the long game? We're talking 250,000 new jobs, even if they're not permanent. But how long will that even last? With all this talk about automation robots, are we really going to see this kind of hiring in the future? Or is this like the last hurrah?
Now you're getting into the really big questions. It's that thing is back of everyone's minds, right? We see these articles about robots in warehouses, AI figuring out the fastest delivery routes, and you have to wonder, are these huge seasonal hiring sprees just a temporary thing?
Right. Like, is Amazon just waiting until they can replace all those workers with a bunch of high-tech Santa's little helpers?
Well, it's not that simple. While automation is definitely shaking things up, it's not as easy as just swapping out people for robots. There are still a lot of jobs that need human hands, problem-solving skills, that good old-fashioned common sense, things that even the smartest robots haven't quite figured out yet.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, at least for now. But it does feel like we're at this point where nobody really knows what's going to happen with jobs.
Yeah, exactly. And this Amazon news, it's not just a one-off thing. It's a small example of this bigger question we're all facing. What happens when technology changes the skills people need for jobs? How do we get ready for a future where those seasonal jobs might not even be around anymore?
It's a lot to think about, and to be honest, it's a little scary. But that's kind of the whole point of these deep dives, right? We take a news story like this one about Amazon's hiring, and we peel back the layers, we find the hidden stuff, the complicated parts, the questions that stick with you even after you've read the headline.
Exactly. We're not here to give you all the answers or tell you what the future holds. What we want is for you, the listener, to finish this deep dive with even more questions than you started with. To feel like you can look at the news and see the bigger picture, connect the dots.
Because, let's face it, the world is a messy place. And to understand it, we have to be curious. Dig a little deeper, question what we think we know, and be okay with not having all the answers.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So the next time you see that Amazon truck speeding by, take a second to think about the people driving those trucks, the people packing those boxes, the people writing the code. That makes it all work. And then ask yourself, what does the future look like for them? What does it look like for all of us?
There's no one right answer, but it's a question worth asking.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into Amazon's big move. Thanks for listening, and remember, stay curious, keep learning, and keep digging for those deeper truths.